Hello, and welcome back to the Mindful Presenter Truth Series. Here's truth 9. I'm going to get straight to the point. They want the gold. Your audience want the gold. You know, back in the 1800s, in the Wild West, you probably remember from all the old movies we used to watch, or so I certainly watched when I was much younger, a lot of people would pan for gold. They would spend days, weeks, months, years, sometimes a lifetime panning for gold, you know, in the gold rush. It goes back to ancient Rome, by the way. We've been doing this for a very long time. So imagine the concept, the idea of people panning for gold. Despite their best efforts and all of their energy that they put into trying to extract the gold, most of what most people found was dirt and dust and pebbles and stones and just debris. But they carried on painstakingly until they found the piece of gold, that one golden nugget. I often compare business presentations to that. What I mean is, having spent a lifetime in the corporate world, in and out the boardroom as well, I used to be on the receiving end of presenters giving me everything, the pebbles, the dust, the dirt, the debris, the stones, everything. And all I wanted was the gold. I wanted them to pan for the gold and give me the gold, but they didn't. That's what we need to do. As mindful, high-impact presenters, give them the gold. What does the gold look like? The gold is that insight, that piece of data, that piece of information, or a few pieces of insights, data, information, knowledge, or the idea that's going to make a big difference to your audience in terms of their personal or professional lives. That's what the goal is, and we have to work hard to find it. It's our job to filter and pan and to dig until we've got that. Don't just turn up and give them the kitchen sink. Don't give them everything and expect them to do their own panning. It doesn't work and they won't thank you for it. I'm mindful of the fact that we're all busy professionals. I've said before that I haven't met anybody yet that isn't too busy being busy. And when I share this idea about panning for gold, a lot of professionals say to me, but Maurice, you don't understand. The reason I include all of the dirt and dust and pebbles and all that stuff on my slides, for example, is because I'm aware that when I finish speaking, my audience want the deck. So I need to give them something that's self-explanatory. I can't just give them images and headlines. It won't make sense. I get that. I understand that. I've been there myself. What I explain is simple, but it's not easy. It's quite painful, but we have to do it. If you truly want to be a high impact, mindful presenter, you have to do this. If slides are the issue, you need to create two decks. The first deck contains everything, all of the debris and pebbles and stones and all of that stuff, including the gold, but it's got everything. And you have a choice with that deck in advance of your presentation. You either send that to your audience with a clear explanation, that you are going to give them everything they possibly need to know in this deck. Essentially, it's a document. But when you meet them to present to them, you will only give them the gold. In other words, you will extract and highlight, because you'll filter everything that they absolutely need to know. So this is a background document that's got everything they need to know. They can filter some of it they want if they want to in advance, and send you issues or questions or things that they want you to build into your presentation. That's one way. Or a better way is to do exactly the same. Create that, I call it the pre-deck, with all of the dirt and debris and pebbles. Create that, not give it to them until well after the presentation as a handout. But what you say to your audience up front is that today, I'm very mindful and respectful of your time. And so I'm not going to give you everything. What I'm going to give you is what I call the gold. I'm going to give you the stuff that I really, truly believe that you absolutely need to know. That's going to be focused, it's going to be real, it's going to be tangible. And I promise you, I'm only going to give you ideas and information and data that will make a difference to you. However, I recognize that you might want to delve deeper into the substance of this and understand more and see some of the background. We can talk about that at great length in this presentation if you want to. However, I'm going to also send you a very comprehensive deck or document that contains everything that you possibly need to know. But for now, I just want to give you the gold. That's all your audience want. Respect and value their time and do the planning for them. Give them the gold. Thank you.